Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello again and welcome to the Three Inning Save podcast. This is just a solo episode. It's just me, your host, Eric Steven, coming to you from rainy Los Angeles County. Wanted to do a quickie episode this week because we are not recording our regular episode during Super Bowl weekend. So just wanted to get this one out there because as of Tuesday, the Dodgers are reportedly bringing back Clayton Kershaw, which was, I don't know if expected is the right word, but, you know, anticipated, definitely. He is back with the Dodgers, which will be for a 17th season, which is a would be a franchise record for a pitcher. Don Sutton and Kershaw have both pitched in 16 different seasons. I wanted to just talk a little bit about the deal. So I believe John Heyman and Joel Sherman at the New York Post were first to report the agreement between the Dodgers and Kershaw. Andy McCullough of The Athletic reported, he's the only one who has been a little more specific on the details. It's still not a lot of info out. Like, we don't know the monetary, the salaries or anything there. But Andy McCullough at The Athletic reported it as a one-year deal with a player option for 2025. That's a little interesting in the sense that Kershaw has gone to free agency just three times, each of the last three off seasons. Each of them have been very distinct. The first one was after 2021, and in none of the three instances did the Dodgers extend Kershaw a qualifying offer. They didn't want to rush his decision, or it was more of a courtesy as well. Kershaw has said multiple times, basically, the only two teams he'd consider playing for are the Dodgers, the only organization he's been with throughout his career, drafted in 2006, or the Rangers, who play about 15 minutes from his house, just outside of Dallas. And he is very, very good friends with Chris Young, who is the general manager of the Rangers. Just last week, Clayton Kershaw and Chris Young both had their jersey retired from Highland Park High School, where they both went to school about not quite a decade apart, but they're not the same age, but they're very close friends. You know, Kershaw has four kids. Some of them are in school age. So you understand the appeal, even though baseball just generally is a little bit nomadic, no matter where you're playing. To be able to play your home games that close to home, be that close to your kids, especially in the school calendar. This year specifically, though, given that Kershaw had shoulder surgery, it makes it a little bit different. Because he's going to be rehabbing for, you know, the first half of the year, like when the kids are in school through, like, say, May or June, whenever they sort of let out. He's not expected to pitch till, like, second half of the season. So he's going to have probably a good amount of time, as much as he needs, to be at home, because I'm guessing he can probably do most of his rehab work while at home or near home. That's going to be a little bit unique, something he hasn't really experienced in his entire career. But that also, I wanted to bring back to another point. So after, when he signed his 2023 contract, Kershaw said he was very content with, like, you know, going year to year, you know, just that was sort of where he's at. And, you know, part of that, he's mentioned before, like, he wants to know each year, like, A, if he wants to pitch, you know, if he's healthy. He said, like, it's no fun when you're not healthy. So also there was the situation last year where obviously the shoulder impacted him for the last, like, 3 months of the season. He had the terrible start in game one of the NLDS. He was obviously limited by the shoulder, although he wouldn't really admit that even after the fact, although he had surgery shortly after. To repair a torn labrum and a capsule in his left shoulder. But you had to figure that factored into the one-year-plus player option rather than just going year to year. Now, Kershaw still, by having the player option, he still has the decision in his hands, which is, you know, normal. And I'm sure the Dodgers are fine with it. The Dodgers have been pretty clear about their intention. Like, they want him to remain a Dodger for his whole career. They've sort of built an organization they feel is worthy of him to come back to. So that's pretty much all you can ask at this point. Obviously, Kershaw has earned the right to do whatever he wants. And a few years ago, I think I made a flippant tweet about this. I think it was when he got hurt at the end of 2021. It was the last weekend of the season. So that knocked him out of the playoffs, essentially. And, you know, he was going to be a free agent. And, there were obviously rumors about him wanting to go, you know, potentially go to the Rangers at some point. And so I thought that would have been a terrible way for his Dodger career to end. And I think, you know, in a tweet, I said, if that's Kershaw's, like, last start as a Dodger, we riot, you know, tongue, you know, somewhat in cheek there. But, you know, I think the intention was more of, if the Dodgers would have made a scenario where Kershaw would have wanted to leave, or, you know, not, you know, maybe shown him the proper respect that a franchise icon of his status deserves. I think that would have warranted the outrage less so than, like, a Kershaw decision. It was more like, if the Dodgers let him get away, that's the thing. But they've pretty much made clear their intention of wanting to keep him, and they have a pretty good relationship. Obviously, he's chosen the Dodgers in each of the last three off seasons. So there's that. But, you know, eventually he might end up choosing the Rangers, but it won't be now. So that's an exciting thing. He's going to come back for his 17th season. Now it's just a matter of, like, when exactly might he pitch? He's closing in on 3,000 career strikeouts. He's sitting on 2,944 now. So the question is, he needs 56 strikeouts. How many starts do you think he needs, or how many innings do you think he needs to get that 56 strikeouts? For an abbreviated season, in 2020, Kershaw made 10 starts. Now, that was a 60-game season that started in late July. And obviously that year too, the rosters were expanded due to COVID, and the Dodgers pretty much used a like a six-man rotation, or at least they gave extra rest at all times pretty much that year. So it was even more spread out than normal. But let's say Kershaw does make, you know, if he makes 10 starts, he had 62 strikeouts that year in his 10 starts. So does he get to 10 starts this year? Who knows? But I think also the thing is, if he's healthy and productive again, he would be another option for October, just sort of added to the bevy of sort of, you know, exceptional when healthy pitchers that the Dodgers have. It's just a matter of how many of them will be ready in October. They ran out of said pitchers last October, including Kershaw, although he was technically active. He was very clearly compromised, and you just don't want that to be sort of the, you know, the final image of him in his Dodger career. That would have been a bummer. But it seems like that's not going to be the case.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So the deal is not yet official. We're recording this Tuesday afternoon. It won't be until, I believe, Joel Sherman reported, and maybe Jack Harris at the LA Times as well, that I believe Kershaw's taking his physical Thursday in Arizona. The Dodgers pitchers and catchers report to Camelback Ranch on Thursday. Their first pitchers and catchers workout is Friday. Normally, teams can start utilizing the 60-day injured list on the first day. You know, players can report to camp. So because the Dodgers and Padres this year start the regular season early in South Korea, they get to open spring training a little early. Now, the Padres aren't even opening their camp until Sunday. So the Dodgers are, you know, reporting on Thursday, at least pitchers and catchers. So that's the first day they can use the 60-day injured list. So, you know, they have Dustin May. They have Tony Gonsolin. Both had surgery. Gonsolin's out for the year. May out for a long time. You know, not sure if he's going to miss the entire year, but he's also probably at least second half at the earliest. So those are two candidates. Nick Frasso, who we mentioned on the last episode, mentioned at FanFest over the weekend at Dodger Stadium that he had surgery on his shoulder to repair a torn labrum. So he's another 60-day candidate. Kershaw himself, once he's signed, will be a 60-day candidate. So they have room to maneuver. But another, so this is a long-winded way of saying Kershaw's deal is not going to be finalized till the Dodgers can utilize the 60-day to open up a roster spot. Their 40-man is full at the moment. Now, since we recorded the last episode, I do want to mention a couple other moves. The one that was official on Monday was trading Caleb Ferguson to the Yankees for Matt Gage, a left-handed pitcher, and another minor leaguer named Christian Zazueta Jr. He's a 19-year-old who pitched in the Dominican Dominican Summer League the last 2 years for the Yankees. Gage is going to be 31 in a couple days, or next week, actually. He's pitched parts of the last two seasons with the Blue Jays and Astros. He was claimed off waivers by the Yankees last week, and then the Dodgers just traded for him. So he has an option remaining. Caleb Ferguson had 5 years of service time, was going to be a free agent at the end of the year, doesn't have an option. You could say, well, but Caleb Ferguson is better than Matt Gage, and that's probably true. He's also younger. He was used in higher leverage situations last year with the Dodgers. Ferguson was one of their highest leverage relievers on the staff. Only Evan Phillips had a higher average leverage index when he appeared in games. Ferguson was also very volatile, but, you know, also effective. I think, you know, there's a few things that go into this. Now, the Dodgers, it seems they only, you know, they swapped out lefties there with Ferguson and Gage on the 40-man, but they really only have Alex Vesia as a true lefty short reliever. They also have Ryan Yarbrough. He's more of a long man, though. He's the other lefty. And then outside of James Paxton, and then once they add Kershaw, who's going to not be ready, those are the only left-handers on the 40-man. So there's a dearth there, there's a lack thereof of lefties. I think, though, what they're expecting is Evan Phillips and Bruzdar Graterol, the Dodgers' two best relievers, are good against both sides. Joe Kelly doesn't really have discernible splits as a reliever. He's been effective against lefties. Ryan Brazier, especially after joining the Dodgers, has been effective against lefties. So those are their top four relievers. They're all righties, but like they get lefties out. So it's just going to be interesting to see how they sort of do this. Now, they could also very well, you know, acquire someone else. I think part of it, I don't necessarily consider this like nickel and diming. It kind of is in some respect, but so Ferguson avoided arbitration with a $2.4 million contract for 2024. But the Dodgers payroll is just over $300 million roughly for competitive balance tax purposes. Anything over $297 million gets a 110% surcharge because the Dodgers are a third time in a row payer. It's actually fourth time in a row, but the scale doesn't go higher than three times in a row. But it's the fourth and highest luxury tax tier. So anything over $297 million, you pay a little bit more than double. So if they lop $2.4 million off, you're really saving $5.04 million in competitive balance tax payroll. So you could argue, well, the Dodgers can afford that, like for, you know, even a marginal upgrade. And they didn't necessarily need the roster spot right away. They didn't gain a roster spot because it was a neutral move. But like you can argue they can get Ryan Brazier and keep Caleb Ferguson or whatever, but maybe it's just a situation of where they just wanted a little more flexibility on the bottom end of the bullpen there. I don't know. But it was a very interesting trade in that regard. And then I sort of mention Ryan Brazier. That was the other move Monday. Another move that's going to be probably made official Thursday or later, once the Dodgers open up a spot with a 60-day IL move, was they re-signed Ryan Brazier. The reported numbers on that are 2 years and $9 million. I think with incentives to put it up to $13 million. We'll find out, I'm sure, over the next few days. Brazier was released by the Red Sox. He was struggling mightily with them. Released in May, signed a minor league deal with the Dodgers, joined them near the end of June, and was pretty much lights out in the second half. He even started striking people out a lot more down the stretch, and he was great for them. And so, I mean, his ERA was under one, but even like his expected numbers were very, very good with the Dodgers. So that's pretty that's pretty good news. It's sort of rounding out what feels like, you know, a pretty good team right now. So that's sort of where we're at. I just wanted to do a little quickie episode. I'm sure we'll have more once, you know, if Kershaw's getting his physical, say, on Thursday in Arizona, and then I'm sure, you know, maybe he'll be around. I'm not going to be at spring training for at least for the early part. So I'm sure there's going to be, he'll talk to reporters. We'll get a little bit more on the deal. While we're not planning an episode this weekend to record, you know, depending on what comes out this weekend with like Kershaw getting finalized, Brazier getting finalized, any sort of early camp stuff, I might have another quickie episode for you early next week. But for now, that's it. Clayton Kershaw is a Dodger once again, or will be in a few days officially. And that's it for this episode of the Three Inning Save podcast. I'm your host, Eric Steven. Thanks, as always, to producer Brian Salvatore. And we will talk to you in a few days.